Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, and of course, it turns out that the cost of school lunch really depends on where you live, kids' ability to get free or reduced school lunch. In Oregon, for example, there are rural school districts where there's no free lunch, but in Portland, needy students can get free lunch and breakfast, and now free dinner, too. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, Oregon Public Broadcasting's Rob Manning explains.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Jessica Morris is with Meals on Wheels. She's delivering frozen entrees, milk, and vegetables to Avuka Tavila and her five kids. Tavila's two oldest are at school this morning, but it's a full house.
I have three at home, and these are my niece and nephew.
Avuka Tavila's husband works days. She works nights and takes classes.
I go to school at ITT Tech. I'm studying. I'm graduating next year with a networking administrative service degree, an IT specialist.
The Tavilas are the kind of family that officials had in mind when the city contracted with Meals on Wheels for $1.3 million.
You know, it could be mom working the graveyard shift and, you know, doesn't have the means or the transportation or mobility to go to a food pantry.
City Commissioner Dan Saltzman chairs the Children's Levy Committee that funded Meals on Wheels to take its meal delivery to older people and expand it to families in poverty.
And it's also designed to, you know, deal with sort of the one meal of the day that's, for many kids, is the biggest question mark, and that is sort of supper or dinner.
But if the question mark is dinner, delivering food to the doorstep isn't the only answer.
Oh, yep, grab a bag.
That's fine.
The Oregon Food Bank is getting money to expand its school-based pantries from 7 to 18 schools over the next 3 years. Mill Park Elementary in southeast Portland opened its pantry this fall in a converted office. Fresh apples and carrots, beans and onions pack the shelves, and there's more in a refrigerator. Many of the couple dozen families served in its first few weeks aren't native English speakers, like the Calderons. Ninth grader Melanie interprets for her mom, Artensia.
It's good and it's a really lot. It's a good help and stuff for everyone and stuff.
Food Bank spokeswoman Myrna Jensen says it's a low-cost approach.
With our school-based pantries, our cost is about 48 cents per meal.
But the food bank doesn't prepare meals, so that estimate is really based on pounds of food. Meals on Wheels prepares and delivers meals to homes and is more expensive. It costs taxpayers about $2.70 a meal. But that's not a fair comparison, says Commissioner Dan Saltzman.
Looking at that is sort of like looking at, you know, how much it costs you to prepare a meal if you go to the store and buy your food and prepare it yourself versus, ordering a prepared meal.
Meals on Wheels interviews families to make sure they're struggling financially and face barriers in acquiring and cooking their own food. For Tavila, who works graveyard, time is an issue.
When I get home from work, then I prepare breakfast for them. That's not a big deal. I mean, it's just basic. They love oatmeal or cereal. But for lunch, you know, I need the time to rest.
Is the higher expense of Meals on Wheels worth it?
I'm sort of waiting. I think the jury is out on it.
Patty Whitney Wise directs Partners for a Hunger-Free Oregon.
I think that it's a very interesting model to take a look at and see whether, in fact, there is a subset of families who are hungry where this really is a better model than what we have in place otherwise.
Officials in the nonprofit and government ranks agree that feeding struggling families takes a variety of strategies: pantries, financial assistance, and quite possibly delivering dinner to a family's door. For Here and Now, I'm Rob Manning in Portland.